the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. We're the people behind every light switched on for the baby's 2 a.m. feeding, the computer you start up to begin your business day, and we're always there, down the line, powering farms and industry somewhere across Arkansas. We're a network of nearly 2,500 team members delivering more than just electricity. We deliver power through our family of 17 local electric distribution co-ops. We are the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Power and people.
Ready to dominate your fantasy football league?
Touchdown!
Download the official fantasy app of the NFL, where you can get behind-the-scenes footage with player stories. Easily set your lineup using the one-click optimizer and watch live games right from your phone. Plus, the new player comparison cards help you handle critical game day decisions with ease. Download the NFL fantasy app in your app store or sign up at nfl.com/fantasy now.
Into the end zone for the touchdown!
Geo restrictions and data charges may apply. Local and primetime games only.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This is the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Bomber Stadium, where Mountain Home leads Nettleton 28-7 at halftime. We'll have stats for you a little bit later in our halftime. We're joined at halftime, though, by Mountain Home Junior Boys basketball coach Cody Wilmath. And you are practicing right now, aren't you?
Yes, sir. Glad to be back in the gym. Been a long summer with all this mess going on. Just glad to be back around the guys and able to get after it a little bit.
I guess you couldn't really do anything during the summer at all, could you?
Well, when they finally lifted the restrictions, we were able to come in and work for about an hour and a half or so. First part of it, guys weren't able to share a basketball. You had to really focus on the social distancing part. So it was a lot of skill and drill, a lot of development. For our junior high guys, it was really good because of the fact that we got to work on ball handling. We got to, the individual skills that sometimes you focus on, but they get lost because of all the things that you're trying to get done leading up to your season. So in a way, it was a blessing, and you just had to look at it as a positive. We could all sit there and find something to be negative about through the whole process. But once we were able to get around the guys, it was really important, and I was excited. I kept telling them every day, I was like, man, we can keep finding something and look at the downfalls, or we can enjoy the fact that right now we're back together and everybody's getting to take care of one another.
Exactly. Didn't get to work on much man-to-man at that
point. No, sir. No, sir. You know, we had kids every day. Coach, can we play one-on-one? I was like, no.
So where are you now as far as practice is concerned?
We're lifted. Everything is full go. Now we have to still take temperatures when they come in the gym. They got to have masks on when they're not practicing. But as far as on the court stuff, we're full-blown like it. This corona stuff wasn't even happening, so that's really good.
I know you got a little while before your season starts. When is the season open?
November 7th, I believe. Okay. Now that could change depending on the whole thing with tournaments is still up in the air. That will come from the state, whether they end up letting us do that or not. If we're able to, then our junior high will start out at in Searcy for the Cup Classic.
So if you're able to play tournaments after that, what other tournaments do you have this year?
With our junior high, let's see. I don't know. I think because, we start conference play right there in the middle of November. And because we're the high school, they're shifted west.
Right.
But we are still going to stay east. Mm-hmm. And with that, we have a 11-12 team still junior high conference. So we start middle of November playing the other side, which is West Memphis, Marion, those guys. And we play them once. Then we turn around after Christmas and we start our home and home with Jonesboro, Paragould, Greene County Tech.
Gotcha.
We really don't. Our schedule is pretty maxed out. Once middle of November hits, we're right into conference. So
It's a little different.
What kind of expectations do you have going into the year?
You know, this year is probably the deepest team that I've had since being here. And that's saying a lot because my first year here we had, you know, Wyatt Gilbert, Matt Jones, Brandon Morris. Had some guys, and you know they're showing that right now in the senior high with the success they've had.
Right.
But when it comes to overall depth from top to bottom, this year's group it's unique. And you know, I don't want to put too much pressure on those guys, but I feel like if everything clicks, you know, we could finish top four in our conference, which would give us a first round bye in a junior high district tournament. And you know, last year we want to build on the success. We ended last year winning three or four straight to end the year.
Right.
Last year's group, first group to win a game in the district tournament since we've been in that. So you know, we're just trying to keep putting one foot forward and build on the success that we've got going.
You know, I talked to Coach Fulcher earlier. He didn't see how he'd lose a game this year. So I
yeah,
don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They always tell me just get them on the bus.
And that's all you got to do.
Yeah, I tell them I wish it worked that way. You know, so it's not always the case.
So pretty much just practice between now and the start of the year, isn't it?
Yes, sir. You know, we're in the weight room two or three times a week, trying to teach the guys how to do things in there. Right now is a real teaching moment. And something else that is a little different this year that we're taking into account that you've never had before. You know, we don't know what is in store for us moving forward.
Right.
And so usually right now what you're doing is a lot of building on the skill stuff, getting stronger. This is the earliest we've probably started team stuff because we don't know, hey, October, middle October, we might get shut down for 2-3 weeks.
Right.
Well, now you're coming back, and you might have 4 days before you play a basketball game. So we're having to start a lot earlier on getting offense in, getting plays, getting all that than what we typically would. So it's all an adjustment period. You know, everybody's having to adapt. And you know, you can, like I said, you can gripe about it, or you can just make it what it is. And
yep.
That's what we're trying to do. So
that's good. Cody, I appreciate it. It's good,
yes, sir.
Good to see you up
yes,
here.
Sir. It's an exciting night out here.
It is, isn't it?
Hey, you know, if you're not here tonight, you need to get out here and support Bombers. This crowd, it's a lively crowd tonight. It hadn't been like this in a few years with the excitement we have in the stadium. So.
It's good. All right, good to see you.
Yes, sir. Have a good one.
See you. Cody Wilmath, head coach of the Mount Home Junior Bomber basketball team. We are at halftime. It's 28-7. Mountain Home with a lead over Nevelton. Matt Sharp's going to check scores around the state for us. Coming up, you're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Acumen Audio knows it's Bomber football time, and the Sound Pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible. Clean up the bed of your truck with a fresh Superliner sprayed-in bed liner. Keep looking cool with professional window tint with a lifetime warranty from SolarGuard. And don't worry, when the weather gets colder, be ready with a remote start for your ride from Acumen Audio. Call the Sound Pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488, or stop by the corner at 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
Hi, I'm Treasurer State Dennis Milligan. I want to talk to you about the Arkansas 529 Education Savings Plan. It's a tool that helps grandparents like me save for their grandchildren's future education. With as little as $10 a month, you can help our next generation and get a state tax deduction.
To learn more about the Arkansas 529 plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement at arkansas529.org. arkansas529.org.
Let's get an update on scores from around the state with our studio report with Matt Sharp.
And we welcome you once again into the studio. At halftime, it is Mountain Home leading Nelton 28-7. We'll have more on this game in just a little bit, but let's right now take a look at what else is going on. First off, in the 6A West, we'll remind you of a score from last night. It was Parkview, Little Rock Parkview, who is ranked 5th in Class 6A, defeating the 5th ranked team in Class 5A, Whitehall, by a score of 41-13. As for tonight's games, and this one I just cannot believe my eyes, I'm seeing it. At halftime, Russellville is leading Fort Smith Southside 10-4. Apparently Southside has scored a couple of safeties, and that is it. Also, Siloam Springs is leading Harrison tonight at halftime by a score of 21-14. Goblins came into this game ranked fourth in Class 5A. Van Buren across the state line playing in at Choctaw, Oklahoma. Last score we had, actually there was no score in the second quarter. Also tonight, Benton, who's ranked 10th in the state overall, second in Class 6A, is just having their way with Southwest tonight down Little Rock. It is the Panthers leading 37-0 over the Griffins at the break. Also this evening, Greenwood, who is ranked 4th in the state overall, number 1 in Class 6A, up on Harbor, 27-0 at halftime. The Wildcats made the trip to Greenwood from Springdale. And Lake Hamilton, who is ranked 3rd in the state overall, I'm sorry, 3rd in Class 6A, that is trailing Malvern 16-14 in the second quarter. On the local level, Yellville Summit is hosting Corning this evening. Have not seen a score update on that game as of yet. Salem is at home tonight against Dover. Haven't seen an update on that one either. Melbourne is up on Cave City 14-0 at halftime. Have not seen an update on the score between between Mountain View and Hector. Also this evening, West Plains playing at Rolla. Haven't seen a score update on that one. Also, I have not seen an update on the game between Hollister and Seneca. Forsyth playing at Clever this evening. Haven't seen an update on that one as of yet either. Branson is leading Carl Junction 14-0. That was the score we had from the first quarter. And Ava at home tonight against Mountain Grove. Haven't seen a score update on that one as of yet either. In the overall Arkansas Sports Media overall top 10 games that I haven't yet got to, number 2, Bentonville. Who is also ranked number 2 in Class 7A, playing Kansas City Rockhurst. And let's see if we can find the update on that one. Have not seen the score on that one as of yet. Also this evening, number 3, North Little Rock, who is also ranked number 3 in Class 7A, is up on Fayetteville 7-3 in the second quarter. Number 5, Pulaski Academy, who is also ranked number 1 in Class 5A, is leading Ravenwood, Tennessee 8-7 in the first quarter. By the way, I did find that Bentonville score. They are leading Rockhurst 14-10 at halftime. Also this evening, number 6, Little Rock Christian, who is also ranked number 2 in Class 5A, is tied with Magnolia 21-all at the break. Number 7, Cabot, who is also ranked number 4 in Class 7A, is leading El Dorado 13-3 in the second quarter. And number 9, Bentonville West, is tied with Little Rock Central at 7-all at the break. Number 1, Bryant, who is also ranked number 1 in Class 7A, is idle this week. We've already mentioned all the games in the Class 7A Top 5 and the Class 6A Top 5. The only one I haven't gotten to yet in the Class 5A Top 5 is number 3, Wynn, at home against Morrilton. And right now it is all Yellow Jackets over the Devil Dogs 20-0 at halftime. In the Class 4A Top 5, number 1, Joe T. Robinson, hosting Marion tonight down in Little Rock. And let's see if we can find the update on that game. Let's see. There it is. And in the second quarter, it is Joe T. Robinson leading 23-0. And again, that's in the second quarter. Number 2, Arkadelphia is, they are trailing Greenbrier 21-14 at halftime. Third-ranked Nashville is at home tonight against DeQueen. Haven't seen a score on that one as of yet. Number 4, Shiloh Christian, is in Oklahoma taking on Sand Springs. Have not seen the score on that one as of yet either. And number 5, Pocahontas, is up on Paragould 35-0 at halftime. Class 3A Top 5, number 1, Harding Academy, is at home against Heber Springs this evening, and right now it is all Wildcats. They are up 38-0 on the Panthers in the second quarter. Number 2, Prescott, is at home tonight hosting Parker's Chapel, and Curly Wolves are up 30-0 in the second quarter. Number 3, Newport, is hosting Bauxite this evening. Haven't seen the score on that one as of yet. Number 5, Risen, is up on England 46-0 in the second quarter. Fourth-ranked Boonville is idle this week. And in the Class 2A Top 5, and number 1, Fordyce, is playing at Camden Harmony Grove this evening, and it is all Red Bugs, 48-7 in the second quarter. Number 2, Junction City, is playing at Smackover this evening. Haven't seen the score on that one as of yet. Actually, it looks like that schedule's changed. They're playing Foreman tonight, and the game was first quarter. Two teams knotted up at 6. Third-ranked Gurdon is at Bearden this evening. Haven't seen the score on that one as of yet. Actually, there it is at halftime. Gurdon, the Go Devils are up on Bearden 13-0 at the break. Number 4, Des Arc playing at Barton. And haven't seen the score on that one. And number 5, Panglet Cove is at home against Glen Rose, and we haven't seen the score on that one as of yet either. So let's look at what else is going on in the state and the area. We will get you back to Brad and Sonny in just a moment. Our score at halftime, Mountain Home leading Nettleton 28-7. You're listening to the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right, State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We at Coleman Family Dentistry want to see your whole family smile while cheering on your favorite sports team. That's why we have opened a second convenient location in Cotter. With services designed for children 3 and up, we are a place the whole family can get their teeth checked. We have state-of-the-art equipment, technologies, and 2 great locations, all giving you plenty of reasons to smile. Call Coleman Family Dentistry today and meet Dr. Brad Coleman, Dr. Kyle Barton, and the newest member of the family, me, Dr. Austin Wilkie.
We continue with the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
28-7, Mountain Home with the lead over Nettleton at the half. And Sonny, you got some of those halftime stats?
Great halftime stats for the Bombers, Brad. Thanks to our buddy Neil Denton over at the Bulletin. Mountain Home, 274 yards of total offense compared to Nettleton's 140. Now, what's even funner about this is the balance. 132 passing yards, 142 rushing yards for the Bombers so far. Bryce McKay, 3-for-7 passing for 132 yards. 8 carries, 82 yards, 1 touchdown. Gage Hershberger, 11 carries for 60 yards and 2 touchdowns. For Nettleton, Scarlett is 13 of 18 passing for 97 yards. And his favorite receiver is Scales with 8 catches for 43. Most of those are of that short variety, a little over 5 yards a catch.
Well, that first half was the last two-thirds of the first half was a fun one to watch after that touchdown drive by Nettleton.
That's right. I think we had the ball probably a grand total of 3 minutes in the first quarter. So you think about that, 28 points, those 4 touchdowns, and just over a quarter.
That's impressive. In fact, all of Mount Home's points came in that second quarter. All right, we'll take a break. Get the second half started in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We're moments away from more football action. This has been the Acumen Audio Halftime Show. The second half kicks off next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Do you know where your money goes when you give to charity? At the Salvation Army, 82 cents of every dollar stays to help those in need in our community. Hi, I'm Major John Robbins. The money we raise helps people in the surrounding 5 counties, including Baxter, Marion, Sharp, Izzard, and Fulton. You can help by donating your unwanted items and by shopping at the Salvation Army store. Those in need get assistance with rent, utilities, sending kids to camp, and many other things. When it comes to this charity, the Salvation Army always helps those in our community.
What do you love about Arkansas State Parks?
I love it here because I can get an awesome workout.
I love it here because I get to relax.
Because I get a break from technology.
I love the trails.
The bird watching.
I love it here because it's a fun place for my family.
The stress just melts away.
I can sleep under the stars.
I feel like I belong here.
I love it 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 here.
Whether you've loved Arkansas State Parks for years or if you've just discovered them, welcome. You belong here.